Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It is Monday. We're bringing that uplifting and positive news. That's what we do every Monday and Wednesday at the Positive Truth. On Fridays, we either have an interview, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. If you like the Positive Truth, if you like this uplifting and positive news that is the opposite of what's going on with Trump, which is the opposite of what's going on with these terrorist attacks, to help lower this fear-mongering, please tell your friends, share the positivity. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm awake. Got a couple good laughs in before we came on air, so I'm golden, man. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Tim, I never asked you, what did you dress up for Halloween?
Man, I did not dress up at all this year. For the first time in my good 28 years of living, I was nothing. I was actually running some errands on Halloween. I didn't even pass out candy. It was just a depressing one for me this year, man.
Well, that's a great way to start off this uplifting and positive news section, Tim.
I know, man. I absolutely need to hear some positive news stories because, like, I dress up every year. You know this, man. I spent a good amount of money on my costume last year. Next year, though, I'm doing it big. And you know why. Everybody else will know why soon.
I mean, technically, next year you might be doing the exact same thing with, like, errands and everything else, too.
Touche, man. Touche.
I went I don't know if it's like my third or fourth. I honestly haven't kept track of it. It was something I just noticed. I haven't had a single piece of Halloween candy in the month of October in like years.
Dog, we gotta get you around some kids, man.
No, keep those things away from me. That's how I can do this.
I see what you did there. Definitely see what you did there.
Because I was in class and, like, this kid came in. He's like, I brought a bag of extra candy. You want to hand it out? And I was like, he, like, handed me the bag. He's like, everyone just take a handful. And I was like, looked at it, realized I haven't eaten anything. And I was just like, nah.
Wait, you turn down candy even when you haven't ate?
So I heard about this book. I read a section of this book called Perfectly Irrational. It said the power of free. That if you put food out, it's like one penny. A lot of people won't eat it. But if you make it free, people can't turn it down. So anytime I'm coming across free food that's bad for me, I just tell myself, like, this is worth 10 cents. Like, you have to pay 10 cents to eat this. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, this candy is a good enough for 10 cents. And that's what's keeping me from eating, like, junk food.
Guess we all have our own methods, man. Because there's no way I'm turning down some free candy, man.
We're old, man. We're getting creaky. We can't be having all this sugary stuff.
Man, speak for yourself. I ain't getting creaky. I've been creaky. I've been feeling old, man. I'm not going to lie. But we need some positive news stories in our life because I feel like we got a bunch of negative, like, thoughts going through our head right now in this early morning.
Okay. I got a positive news story from, like, a year ago, but I thought you'd like it.
Oh, man. What do you got for us, man?
Well, I thought you'd like it. Okay. So, about a year ago, there was this family, right? And they were in outside. It was, like, the first snow of the year. Two kids outside. They're outside for like 10 minutes. And they pick up this cat. Well, they find this white cat in the snow. And it's not moving. Because it's probably, like, you know, frozen over. The little kid takes it to the dad. Dad starts shaking it. There's like no pulse, right? Nothing. But he keeps going. Oh. Keeps doing the CPR. After like 20 minutes, the cat wakes up. He's just frozen, basically. So they warm the cat up under the hot water in a blanket. And a year later, the cat is alive, healthy. It's not no longer a kitten. It's a full-blown cat. And it's living with the family. And I got a YouTube video for it. So there you go, Sim. There's some positive news.
That's what's up. I was like, I need to see a video or something, man. Because when you said shaking that cat, I don't know what I was thinking. I was just like, what? How is this positive? But I'm glad the cat's doing okay, for sure.
I mean, it's not... I said we had three and a half... I had 3.5 positive news stories before I came on. That was the half, because it's not really a positive news story. It's just a heartwarming video.
Oh, man, that's definitely positive news. I definitely like my good pet videos. Warm up my heart early in the morning, you know? Get the day started. I have a Halloween one. I probably should have said this after we were talking about you not eating Halloween candy. But there was this kid. A security camera actually caught this kid doing one of the nicest things I ever seen a kid do on Halloween, which is freaking awesome. But Jesse Robinson of Idaho Falls, she wasn't surprised at all. Or he, I'm sorry, wasn't surprised at all when he returned home to an empty candy bowl on his Halloween night. So I'm not used to going to houses when I was a kid anyways and seeing a bowl of candy already outside. But apparently in Idaho, that's how they do things. They left a sign that said, do a trick and take a treat. Only please take one or two. You're on camera. So they had a security camera right above it. You know, they had a security camera right above the bowl, and kids are coming by. So basically, the Robertsons returned home realizing, you know, this candy is going to be gone. Kids are going to be kids. They're going to take a bunch. So apparently, a young boy goes up to the candy bowl to go grab some candy, and he realizes there's no candy there. So he kind of gets upset. Does like a little spin, jump spin off of their porch, and then continues to walk away with his parent. But then as he takes about like 6 or 7 steps, man, the kid stops, walks backwards for about 3 steps, turns around, and then takes a handful of candy and leaves it in the bowl because he felt so bad that there was no candy in the bowl for the next kid that was going to come by. I definitely just wanted to share that. I know it was short and sweet, but I know for myself when I was a kid, like, I'm the kid that's taking a handful of candy. I'm definitely not trying to put some back. So shout out to this kid by being, you know, on that positive path super early.
I'm just going to say this about almost every kid is on to take a handful of free candy.
Absolutely, man. That's why I was so lost. I was like, there's no way this is real. And when I watched the video, I mean, it was nice. And it wasn't even like bad candy. It was like a couple bags of Skittles and some suckers and stuff. And, you know, I love Skittles, man. So shout out to this kid, man. I wish I knew his name. I know the Robinsons did find out who the kid was, and they're planning on rewarding the kid with a small care package.
What's a small care package?
I'm not sure. I'm hoping it's candy, though, to replace the candy he dropped off.
Or, you know, some fruit, apple trip somewhere, you know?
Man, it's Halloween. We're keeping the healthy stuff out the window.
It's not Halloween anymore, man. It's been like a week.
If the candy's still on sale, it's still Halloween in my eyes.
Speaking of Halloween, you know, I am a fool. Like, Christmas is, like, investing too much time in our lives. Because it was like mid-October and I was seeing Christmas decorations in these stores and I was like, why?
Yo, the outlet mall had their Christmas tree up already. I was like, what is going on?
Like, I don't even think about Christmas shopping until like a week before. I'm just like, I'll plan it out, have one big day, get all my stuff, and then I'm done with it. Like,
I'm glad I'm not alone on that.
Okay, Tim. Okay.
Nobody's safe for me. Christmas shopping is a last-minute thing for me. Whatever you get is whatever you get.
Except Queen Edda?
Nah, man. Queen Edda, she gets the last-minute stuff, too. No, I'm just kidding. I put in more thought for her, at least, anyways.
Good to know.
I'm just digging that hole even deeper.
But, yeah, that is amazing. Yeah, when we were growing up, that was definitely not a thing. Like, who would take one? Because I would have been that kid taking all of the handfuls of candy.
Yo, in our neighborhood, the candy bowl would have got taken. security camera would have got taken. Nothing safe on that porch.
Yeah, why did they put a security camera up?
Man, I guess to scare the kids. I don't know.
But it was actually recording.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we got a cool little video we're going to share to the Facebook page where you can see this kid putting some candy back. So, yeah, check that out, the Positive True Podcast.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think we should get some actual positive news stories about society.
What do you got for us, JP?
So, have you ever been to, like, a beauty pageant?
Nah. Not at all.
Have you ever watched a beauty pageant?
Maybe for, like, a couple minutes at a time or something.
See,
you know, YouTube.
Me either. I'm not watching this. But in Peru, they had their Miss Peru pageant. And apparently, I never knew this, but whenever girls get introduced, they walk up and they say, like, their hip to waist to size ratio, like 36, 24, 36, something like that.
Right.
Which is weird.
Absolutely. I was like, I didn't know they did that. But
yeah, this is how I felt whenever I learned. So in Peru, they didn't do that for their Miss Peru pageant. Instead of, like, walking up and saying their bust, waist, and hip size, every girl that walked up said, like, a sexual assault fact and then walked off.
Bars.
It was, like, name, sexual assault fact, walking off.
Straight bars. That's what's up, man. I mean, it's time people knew about it. It's everywhere in Hollywood, people are talking about it all over the news and stuff, and it's happening all over the world. So instead of talking about what a woman looks like, let's talk about what actually happened to a woman.
Yeah, and also, this is like you saying your name and your, like, waist to size to hip ratio is kind of sexist. This is kind of 20th century. We're trying to get the 21st now.
We're kind of 2 months away from, you know, 2018 was a get together, guys.
So, yeah, they said out of the 150 participants in the Peru contest, each one of them said a rape, violence, or sexual assault fact against women. And it said that five of them have been victims to violence, sexual assault, violence, or rape. So, I think it's awesome. I wanted to talk about it. It's not exactly in English, so I'm not going to post the video.
But that's pretty cool, though, man. I didn't realize there was 150 people that actually said something. So, I was thinking more like 20 or something, like it was the finals, you know what I mean?
No, it was everybody.
That's awesome, man. That's a lot of facts. All right, well, I'm going to go to Japan for my next positive news story. So a Japanese company is giving non-smoking staff members an additional 6 days of vacation a year.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man, it's... At first I was like, why, you know? But the reason they're doing it, it's to make up for the time off smokers take during their cigarette breaks. So, you know, somebody's going out for cigarette breaks, working as a server like myself, I know you have people going outside maybe for 15 minutes at a time to go smoke a cigarette, versus people like yourself, JP, who's inside that does not smoke, maybe eat some bread or something like that all the time. I'm pretty sure you still that at work. No, I'm not going to say that out loud. I apologize. It's too late. I committed.
Actually, dope, man.
Man, I definitely do. So I told myself, I apologize. Well, like, basically what's going on is, like, again, we have people going outside for 15 minutes taking a smoke break, and there's people that are inside working. And basically in this company, the non-smoker staff members basically said that taking smoke breaks are causing a problem. And this company, which is called Piala Inc., basically wanted to do something about it. Man, I was hoping I said that right. So basically what they did was they had a suggestion box, and there were some suggestions what to do, give them more time off. And they were only going to give off three, but they decided to give off six in order to hope the smoking employees to quit. That's what their whole goal is. They want them to quit smoking overall. And I think it's a cool little step forward on getting people to smoke, because I know there's a lot less smoking going on when it comes to tobacco in today's day and age all across the world. And I mean, this is a huge step forward. If all companies did this, I'm sure a lot of people would quit smoking.
I like this story on so many levels. For one, I've always been that non-smoker, so I'll, you know.
I feel you.
So there's like rules about like no phones, and I'm like, yo, So anytime I wanted to use my phone at a job that allowed smoking, because my current job does it, I would just walk out to where the people were smoking cigarettes, and I would just pull out my phone and start texting. And they'd be like, "You're not smoking. You can't be out here. You can't be out on your phone." I'm like, "Dog, listen. If you can smoke, I can be on my phone out here. Me being on my phone is going to take a little less time than you smoking."
Absolutely. I think it's funny whenever management, like, tries to argue that fact. If you're not smoking, you can't take a 15-minute break. Like, what law is that?
You've had that happen to you before?
Oh, man, all the time, dude. Like, all the employees where I work, we constantly are arguing with our management because not everybody smokes, and there's maybe, like, a handful of people that do, and they're constantly going outside at least once an hour for 15 minutes. So while we're putting in 60 minutes of work, they're putting in 45. And it's like, man, we're going to get our 5 minutes to sit down and drink this Powerade while nobody's bothering me. And if you don't like it, you better go do my work for me type of thing. Like, we get into huge arguments up at Golden Corral, man.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
Eight hours? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. It's got to end. That's why I like this story so much. I was like, yo, I got to talk about it. Super positive in my eyes.
Well, see, another great thing about that story is the management didn't solve it on their own. They asked their employees, like, hey, what do you think we should do? And then they enacted the best, like, employee idea. That's not management being like, we're the smartest, everyone else just bow to us. That's actual, you know, autonomy at work.
Real good leadership, absolutely.
I like that story, Tim. Good job.
Yay, what do you got for us?
So, since you're in Japan, I'm gonna go to Germany. There was so much wind power in Germany this weekend, consumers got free energy.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the it. Like, that's the summary of the story. I will say the number one comment is, this blew me away, and I like bad puns, so I was dying laughing whenever I saw that.
You and your puns, man. We got to get you a book of puns. That's what we need to do.
Please save all of my friends and family that.
Dude, I'm gonna Google that. I'm gonna find you a book of puns. We're going to do this. But since you were in Germany, man, I'm definitely gonna go all the way to Brazil so we can talk about something real fast. So it's a quick positive news story. There's some facts I'll be posting on the Facebook page, so check it out on there. But the largest reforestation project in the history will see 73 million trees planted in the Brazilian Amazon.
So that's basically 30,000 soccer fields?
I mean, basically. It's spanning about 74,000 acres. The project is the largest tropical forest restoration, wow, in the world. So basically, over the past 40 years, nearly 20% of the Amazon has been destroyed, and scientists worry in the next 20 years that another 20% will be lost, and they had to do something about it immediately. So they came up with the ideas of planting all these trees, and they're going at it. I mean, it's going to be amazing, basically. I have some cool pictures and stuff of their plans and what the forest looked like when it was destroyed. So if you guys want to check it out, once again, it's on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
No, I wasn't lying, though. It's really 30,000 soccer fields, because they did the math, because I found the positive news story, too.
Oh, legit. So really, 30,000 football fields, that's pretty huge, man. That's pretty huge. That's a little bit bigger than a football field, for sure. It's wider.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little bit wider.
Well, to, like, add a point of why they're doing this is forests absorb up to 37% of our annual carbon emissions. Replenishing degraded areas could do significantly more for the planet. So I'm all for this.
Absolutely, man. Didn't we do an episode about going green in 2017?
In, like, March, yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, whenever we follow up with stories like this, we can always be doing more. And I'm glad that, you know, we're finally doing something about our rainforest, because I know I've been hearing a lot of bad things about the Amazons for a while. So the fact that we're actually putting in 73 million trees? That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how you go about doing that. That seems like a boost to the economy as well. Like, we need to hire people because we have a lot of trees to plant.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's not like 100 people hiring job. It's like 1,000. in-person hiring job?
Yeah, people are getting paid for sure. Well, they better be.
It's the positive truth, man. They are getting paid.
Touche, touche. You got one more for us?
Yep. I was supposed to talk about this literally a month ago because the story says October 6, 2017, but I totally forgot about it. So my bad, team. So, do you know about the Nobel Peace Prize, Tim?
The Nobel Peace Prize, yes, sir.
Do you know who won this year?
I have no idea. It wasn't us, though.
Like, the positive truth?
A man can dream.
Yeah, that would be pretty ridiculous. That would be an odd email. I'd be like, somebody, we're getting pranked, Tim. We're getting pranked. I ain't falling for this.
We ain't going.
Well, the team that actually won was the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. And that's who won the Nobel Peace Prize. It's a Norwegian Nobel Committee. And what's funny is in the story, whenever they found out, the group initially thought it was a prank and they were like, we didn't win nothing. And they just kept on about their day.
That would have been us.
So it's a global coalition of young activists who basically they defied the United States and eight other nuclear powers this summer to win support for the United Nations for the first treaty to ban the world's deadliest weapons. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Good job. Bad job, United States, where we're at. Good job.
People are winning the Nobel Peace Prize off of like our animosity towards other people in other countries. Like, this is terrible. We got to get it together, U.S. Shout out to them, though. I mean, that was a great story for them. Like, I think it's awesome when somebody wins a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, it's kind of motivating for sure. But, man, that's terrible for us. We got to get it together. Come on, JP, man. We got to keep it positive.
But yeah, that's what happened, man.
That's awesome, man.
It's for totally banning nuclear weapons. And if you think about it, nuclear weapons could literally destroy the planet six times over since we have so many right now. I kind of like Earth because we can't go anywhere else. So I'm all for getting rid of nuclear weapons.
He said, I kind of like Earth.
Just saying. I don't want to go too extreme there.
I agree 100%, man. I agree.
So let's stop playing nuclear chicken with world powers and let's be like Kyrie. I was going to make a Kyrie Irving flat earth joke, but I thought it wasn't appropriate.
Man, but yeah, let's not even talk about Kyrie Irving with his, Kyrie Irving. The earth is not flat.
It's all good though. It's all good though. Flat, if you, you can believe in flat earth as long as you don't. You can believe in flat earth and also believe that nuclear weapons are bad. And that's all we're talking about right now.
Absolutely.
We'll get that Duke education figured out later on, Kyrie. And we went off the rails this episode, but it's all good. Seven positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, sir. And it's from John Bon Jovi. I'm pretty sure I said it before, but I like it. Success is falling 9 times and getting up 10.
Isn't that the D-Wade quote?
I mean, John Bon Jovi might have said it first then. I'm just going to go with that. A little bit older.
I don't know who that is, but I feel like...
Oh, man. Okay. We got to keep it pushing then. You don't know who John Bon Jovi is.
Yeah, so I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to say that out loud.
No, you're good, man.
Someone listening right now is like, people in Oklahoma are just like... They don't even have TVs there. I knew it. I knew they were all hicks. I knew they were all in cowboy boots.
Oh, man.
That's not the truth, though. I'm just saying. I don't know who that is. Anyway, this is the positive truth. Usually we bring a lot more positive news stories, but today we're tired and we felt like having fun. But yeah, that's the point of these positive news stories, to uplift you and bring some positivity to your day. We'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories. If you like the positive truth, like, share, and subscribe. Check out our interview coming out this next Friday with Jasmine Hooks of Gear Up, where she talks about all the positive things Gear Up is doing in Oklahoma. in Oklahoma City. Our last Friday episode, check that out. It's called Heterosexual Questioning, which is a fun episode. Did you like it, Tim?
Yeah, dude, I did, man. I really did. I didn't get to watch all of it. I definitely heard it.
So it's a great episode as well. We will be back on Wednesday. Until then, we're out.
Word. Stay positive.